The issue about man was always a difficult one. Darwin had been concerned about man from the very writing of his first notebooks when he came back from the Beagle Voyage. It was something that had really fascinated him. But in The Origin of Species, for tactical reasons, he leaves it out. And I think just reading The Origin of Species gives you a bit of a false impression. You get the sense that it's, you know, all about, you know, pigeons and insects and so forth, but it's not really about people. Well, the original Victorian readers, of course, knew better. They actually recognized immediately, and it's very clear from the reception material that's been included, that immediately people begin talking about humans and their implications. And Darwin recognized he needed to say something. He says, light will be shed on the origins of man and his history. But his main statement about man is something that he holds off on. It's really only in his book of 1871, The Descent of Man, where Darwin publishes and writes extensively about questions relating to human beings. There's several really crucial issues that are dealt with in that book. One, I think, is really the relationship between gender and race. He's very interested in actually showing how the differences in the sexes ultimately produce differences in races. And he wants to show how the racial hierarchy that he believes that we see around us is actually produced by this. The other thing is that Darwin's very interested in the questions of the origins of issues of morals, of religion. Where do these things come from? And he tries to give them an evolutionary explanation. But what's interesting in the end is that the moral system that he believes this materialistic evolutionary kind of scheme has come up with is effectively that of the golden rule, that the ultimate principles that underlie true religion, as Darwin would see it, are actually something that's underwritten by the natural processes of evolution itself.